Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. It's a rainy Sunday here for us in Las Vegas, which is sort of a rare treat. There was a time I lived in the Northwest, and I actually lived in the Northwest during the Great Freeze, the Great Flood, and the Great Windstorm. And sunny days were a rarity. And I have to tell you, it just didn't sit well with me to be in such a gloomy place all the time. I mean, when it was sunny and it was absolutely gorgeous, most gorgeous place in the world, and that would be the time to totally visit. But on a regular daily dose of rain and clouds, I just couldn't deal with it because, you know, growing up in California, you know, rain still was sort of a special treat. It didn't happen that often. So you got used to being in sunny weather. So now we're here in Las Vegas It's a little bit drippy outside, and it's kind of nice. It's the perfect mojo right now for us to do our program together. So I'm just going to go right to the calls. The way this works on my program is that you need to ask a specific question, okay? So all you need to do is think of a question that you want to ask, and then I will address it. So the more specific your question, the more helpful I can be to you. So I'm going right to the calls. I have somebody here from 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. My name is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. What's your question for me?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to know if you saw me going to Boston, Canada, or Hawaii. I have two elderly friends. One's in Canada and Boston. At one point, if I'd be going there to help them, and if it was a good idea to go to Hawaii. What do you see with those three places?
Well, okay. Here's the thing. There is some big change coming. It may even mean that you end up going to help, but that you end up maybe even moving there for a while.
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, the Boston, Canada thing is the thing I'm getting most. I do see a break for you where you get to actually spend some time in Hawaii, but that's not saying that's going to happen until after March of next year. So, but what I am seeing is that there's a lot of changes about to happen for you, and part of the change is actually going to help you financially for a while.
Yeah.
Because of this sort of heartfelt way of helping somebody, I almost see that you may end up putting your stuff in storage and actually living with these friends for a while. It may turn out that they invite you to do that, and you may end up doing that.
Oh, good. I like that.
Well, and here's the thing is I, in a way, almost would plan for it. It's not that I'm telling you to give notice on where we are right now, but but I would go up for the visit, and then if it turns out that everybody kind of gets along and it's kind of, you know, you could actually work out sort of an arrangement where you took care of them for a while, you know, and that, you know, during the winter months, and I have to tell you, you know, you know, the Northeast is, it can be very lonesome during the winter because people can't get around. And if somebody is sickly or elderly, it's kind of nice to have somebody there that is a companion. and might make her her special meatloaf.
Yes.
So I would right now, while the weather's still good, I would actually, if you can arrange it, I would go up and visit and just see how y'all get along. And then you could say, well, you know, I could actually come and stay with you between, say, October and the end of March coming up. I could come stay with you. You know, if this would all work out, I could come do that.
Yeah, I like that idea because I'm ready for a change, too.
Well, and the thing is if you're helping somebody, you know, and it's just the little things, man. There's something about just sometimes vacuuming that makes all the difference in the house. You know what I'm saying? So if you actually came on board as though you were someone that could help, but also as a very loving companion to this person,
I think that
would make all the difference. Now, don't count on any sort of inheritance or anything that comes as a result of that. Just count on an opportunity for you to sort of share your time with someone that actually could really use it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that because I'd like to get back to my friend and be around him or her and, you know, just get to know them better, even though I've known them for 30 years.
Well, go and visit and then say, you know, there are some things you have a hard, tough time doing. I'm wondering, you know, I need a little bit of a break. I'm just wondering if I came and stayed with you for 6 months, we could all kind of get along and I could help with the activities around that. Just see what happens. But you're going to know by the end of that week. You're going to know by the end of that week if that's going to work. But I would do a little toe in the water first.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah.
All right, my friend. Do you want me to go ahead and let you go, or do you want to hang on the line and listen to the program?
I'll hang on. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Hold on. All right. I'm going to area code 858. Hello, 858. Who's this?
Hello. Hello, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
It's Roxana from California.
Hi, Roxana. Okay. What's your question for me?
My relationship with Robert, do you see it will develop into commitment or more serious relationship, or where do you see it going?
Okay, sweetheart, Robert is kind of, I was going to have to say Robert's playing you a little, but that's not totally the truth. Robert is keeping his options open with a variety of different opportunities. And what it's saying here is that he is in no place at all to actually commit to you, but yet you feel really trapped in the relationship, even though he hasn't really indicated that he's looking at this as a possible permanent future arrangement. And so what it's saying here is that the attitude, the vibration that would be helpful for you to adopt right now would be one of no compromise, where you're actually paying attention to his real behavior and not what he's telling you, so that you're responding to his behavior, not to his words, and that you yourself need to keep your options
open.
Yes,
I did already. I told him I'm not going to play games and I want this and that. So actually, I told him.
Okay. Well,
we went through this phase.
Okay, well, I'm very proud of you for that, because it takes a lot of guts for a woman to just step up to a guy that she's just, you know, all smitten with, to be able to say, you know, this has been going on long enough. These are the things I'm looking for. And, you know, you're asking that now that you've made that ultimatum, is he going to step up? This says no.
Okay, so in other words, he's not considering me as a serious option for his future, right?
Right this second, no. And I want to tell you something else about him that I don't particularly like. This says he's kind of cheap.
I would say he's stingy. He's stingy.
Yeah. Oh, stingy is even a better word. He's somebody that it's all about how the world benefits him, but he's not going to give a lot back. And you've been experiencing that, which is why you're at this point in the relationship where, you know what, not sure this is what I really want. And so what you need to do now that you've made that commitment is you need to take a big step back and see if he steps forward. According to what I'm seeing in your cards, though, is it's unlikely that he's going to step forward.
Okay. So and in that, other words, you feel that this relationship came to an end, right?
What I'm seeing here is that your gentleman friend is actually, this is saying that he has several women that he's sort of dating at the same time as you. And that that what he does is when one falls off, he just brings in another one that he can kind of toy with. But the funny thing is he's managed to get these women to do all kinds of cool things for him. You know, cook him his favorite dinner. You know, just they've been very accommodating to him. And the fact that you finally have had enough, I'm really proud of you. So usually the next question after that is that, well, am I going to meet somebody nice that I actually can trust and rely on? And according to your cards, this says yes as soon as you actually cut off the gravy train with this guy.
Yeah, so Mona, because it's kind of strange that he's dating several women. He was, 3 months ago, he was still married, separated from a woman. So you mean that it's not, he's not back with his partner? He went completely different?
Well, what I'm seeing is that he's keeping his options open. So what I'm telling you is that he has, right now he has no loyalty toward you. He has loyalty all to himself. And so so the thing that just has me concerned is that I don't want you to start mentally planning the future with him, because according to this, that's not where he's at. So you don't see that he's
back with his partner, no, because it was just one woman. I couldn't believe that he would just go from one woman relationship to dating several women.
And I could be wrong here, but what my cards are telling me, what my gut's telling me, is that this is a guy that's not ready to jump into another relationship full time, and he's keeping his options open, whether he's actively dating other women or he just has someone in his eye. But I'm telling you, he's got you in a feeling of being trapped, that you can't move forward with your life because you're counting on him in some way. And the biggest message I'm getting for you is that don't count on him connected with your future, and just plan your future whether it includes him or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I just
okay,
hope that
good girl.
We have such a great connection, and
right. And if I really want to be gentle about what I'm telling you, is it's too soon to actually ask me if he's the one, because according to this, he's just too self-absorbed and too into what his stuff is going on to actually invest in somebody else. So I'm sorry, I got to let you go.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay on hold to listen, or do you want to go?
Yeah. Yes, I will.
Okay, hold on. All right, hang on.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 919 area code. Hello, 919. Who's this?
Hey, it's me. How you doing?
I'm sorry. What's your name?
You.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Broke up.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jay.
Jay. All right, Jay. What's your question for me?
I was just wondering, on my life path, I had a lot of difficulties, and my intuition telling me that a lot of stuff is from, you know, past things, maybe from childhood, and, you know, that brought up to the current. But I just wanted, you know, kind of generally, you know, your sight about, I mean, I'm at one of the most difficult places.
Okay. Jay, sweetheart, Jay, you're asking me a really huge global question. Hold on. Because I want to let everybody else know that's listening that I'm looking for one specific question. The way you're asking me the question now is that's fodder for a full session with me, okay? Because you're tapping on so many huge things. So what I need from you is one specific question.
Okay, what's the best move that you would see for me to make my economic situation a little better, or a lot better?
Okay, There are two things I'm seeing here, three things I'm seeing here for you. The first thing is that there needs to be a really big, genuine forgiveness for people that have hurt you in the past, that you are, you still carry a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, Jay, that that certain people kind of owe you. And I don't want you to take up the idea that that those same people that owe you are the ones that are going to pay you back. I actually think that the goodwill that you put out there is what's going to generate you being paid back in some way. So I'm going to give you an exercise to do. As soon as we hang up the phone, or if you want to listen to the rest of the radio program, I'll just keep you on hold, and as soon as the program's over, I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the person did. And I want you to do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. And at the bottom of the list, I want you to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Sign your name and burn it. Okay, so that's the first thing you're going to do. The second thing you're going to do is forgive every single thing from the past that has ever stood in your way, or that you're ever that you're using it as an excuse for things not to move forward for you. So all this crap coming up from the past is stuff basically that you're going to need to address. All right. And the third thing, the most important thing I want you to do, and this is about your economic situation, is you need to be willing to accept just about anything that comes to you that's going to generate money. And that may mean that you be a little bit more humble about some of the things that you're willing to accept. And I'm going to tell you a quick story because, again, this is to the benefit of everybody as well as you. There was a guy, huge, big swinging dick. He was like this. He was like this VP at a company. I mean, seriously, just way up there, you know, totally in his own ivory tower, making six figures, doing a great job. And the company downsized. And one of the positions that was let go was his. Now, this was a guy that was, you know, he was making a lot of money, but he was living paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, basically he was making a six-figure income, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he was still kind of thinking, oh, crap, should I pay the gas bill or the electric bill? Seriously. So when he lost his job, suddenly that whole, I mean, suddenly he didn't have an income. And so he actually had to, he pulled all his favors with his friends. He couldn't get anyone to get him a job. So the guy went to work at Starbucks. Seriously, went to work at Starbucks for like $11 an hour. Went to work at Starbucks. And he worked there for about 3.5 months. And one day when he was working there, a friend of his came in and got coffee. He goes, Bob, what the heck are you working here at Starbucks? Just say, hey, you know, dude, it's a long story. You know, here's my card. Call me sometime. Well, so the guy calls Bob, and Bob ends up talking to him, and the guy ends up offering Bob a job. And it's right back up where he was, you know, making money before. But the thing is that by him actually being connected with people, he ended up getting a job, but it took a little longer than he expected. So that's my expression to you, Jay, is that you need to be very open to the idea that anything that comes your way that you can make money, I want you to look at it as though you're being divinely guided toward that. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, got to go. You want to stay on hold and listen, or do you want me to let you go?
I'm listening.
Okay, all right, I'll put you back on hold.
Okay.
All right. Got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843, who's this?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. What's your name?
My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question?
I was wondering if you see anything happening with my health.
Let me see. Now, you know, nothing I tell you takes the place of a physician, right?
I know, for entertainment purposes only.
Well, here's the thing. You have a very strong mind-body connection. So when you are depressed, afraid, scared, you get a little sick, all right? The other thing is that there is something you're supposed to, there's some sort of either a doctor's appointment or a procedure or something you need to do that you've been putting off, and the cards are telling you to do it, whatever that thing is, okay? But what I'm seeing here for you is that for you to have that sense of well-being, all things in you need to be balanced, body, mind, spirit, okay? And that would be the concentration. I also want to throw in a couple of other little things. Do nothing to cause yourself pain.
Okay. Like
do
mental pain, physical pain?
Well, any of it. For example, let me just give you a really good example of what I mean. Let's say you have a group of friends and you all go out partying on Friday and Saturday night. I'm just using this as an example. And in the partying, you're having cocktails and you're drinking and you're blah, blah, blah. Well, in the potential of that, you could drink too much and end up with a hangover. That's the least of your worries, really. But the worst of it could be you have too much to drink and then you find yourself thinking you could drive home and then you end up with a DUI. All right? But the causing pain part was taking the drink in the first place. You see what I mean? So don't go down any path that will potentially cause you pain. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing I want you to pay attention to is that you need to pay attention to the doors that are opening for you, not the doors that are shut to you.
Don't keep banging anything.
If something doesn't seem to be working, stop knocking your head against that door. Again, that goes back to the do nothing to cause yourself pain. Okay? So, and those doors could be a boyfriend relationship that's not working quite well. That door could be a job situation that just doesn't really sing to your best efforts. But what I'm getting here for you is that this goes into is do the things you need to do to take care of yourself instead of being the person that it's like you have a tendency sometimes, Crystal, to sort of force your way, and this is not that time to do it. Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
You want to stay on hold, or do you want to let me go?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Put you back on hold there. We'll go to area code 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Good morning. This is Stacy calling. And
Hi, Stacy.
You gave me an incredible reading about a month and a half ago and invited me to call back at a later time. And you were absolutely amazing when we spoke before. I've got to say that. You were head-on accurate. And I'm basically following up on the reading that you had given me a month and a half ago. I have a question in that I have a gentleman friend named Dewart who is flying out from San Diego to spend a week with me. He'll be arriving the 19th. And we've spent time together before and have stayed in touch, and we're kind of rekindling. And in the meantime, I have my ex-boyfriend, John, who lives in the same state that I do, not really letting go, but not really making the forward steps to physically be in front of me. And he's kind of talking out of two cheeks. One, he doesn't want to let go and he has hope. And the second cheek is that he doesn't know if he is able to have a, you know, forever and ever committed relationship due to his past. And
right.
You kind of picked up on both, and you had said to me to, while it was very nice for Dewitt to fly out and there were, you know, you saw possibilities, you really kind of honed in on John and said to talk to him and get together. And John has, I didn't even have to make the call, John's been contacting me. So I was kind of just seeing how you saw things or felt about things.
Okay. Here's how I want you to do this. Instead of the idea of making a choice right now, because I think you're asking me to make a choice, and I don't want to make that choice for you. That's up to you, all right? Instead of that, I want you to sit down with two pieces of paper, with one with each guy's name at the top of it. All right, and I want you to write down the best qualities on each of those pieces of paper. I actually want you to look at these men clinically, all right? Because you are seeking your companion of choice. You're not looking at this whole you're not looking at the forever and ever thing. You're not looking necessarily for a ring and a date. You're literally looking for your companion of choice. Okay, and when we get to a certain age, it's kind of hard to refer to a guy as a boyfriend. I'm coining the phrase companion of choice. So you are seeking your companion of choice. All right.
Well said.
Yes. The way I want you to do that is that, you know, John may be your companion of choice to get a buy one free coupon for a decent restaurant and go to dinner and have a nice time with him. Whereas your other guy might be the guy that likes to do the big swanky, you know, order the $300 bottle of wine dinner. It doesn't matter, okay? But what I'm saying to you is that which one at the end of the day can you actually be around without any makeup on and in your jammies all day?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which one is more like family to you than the other? Because I have to tell you, one of the coolest things in the world, like here it is right now, it's a rainy Sunday here in Vegas. This is a perfect day to stay in your house clothes all day with no makeup on. And if you happen to like football, you have that on in the background. If not, you put on Turner Classic Movies, and you just have this wonderful, quiet day. Now, who out of the two men would be better suited to putter around in their house clothes with you to do that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to think about. Because, you know, here's the I just kind of see you're burning the candle at both ends to try and make a decision as to which dude's the better one. And I'm telling you, I actually think they both have potential for you. It's just you need to get to the point with which one. I mean, I'm not going to go so far as to, you know, peeing with the bathroom door open with either one of them. But I'm just telling you, which one feels more like family?
Okay.
So just, you know, just that's what you need to concentrate on. Which one feels like they can incorporate into the way of life that's most comfortable for you? So this is a what's in it for you sort of vibration that I'm sending out?
Yeah, I hear you, because Stuart's spending the time to fly out and spend a week with me. He's going through trouble and really, you know, going through the time of really trying to, you know, concrete our relationship further. John, he is calling. He's telling me how much he cares, blah, 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 blah. But
right.
He never seems to have the time
the thing.
To physically.
But, right. Now, Stacey, it's always about action, not about words.
Exactly.
And so, all right, sweetie, got to let you go. Do you want to stay on hold and listen, or do you want me to let you go?
I'll listen, please. Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, I'm going to area code 917 next.
Hi,
hold on,
this
let me
is
get
Jessica.
Down. Hey, Jessica, hello. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to know how to make this project I'm working on profitable, how to move forward with it. I wasn't sure between getting a sponsor or charging people or both, or just been feeling a little stuck with it.
Okay. Probably first of all, I know your heart's in the right place connected with this because it's saying it here in my cards. But there's a couple of things that, so knowing that your heart is in the right place, I need to add something to that statement. And when I say that, there's a card here that talks about pure focus by your direction. In other words, putting your mind in pure focus. Then you have this card of, there's some little nuggets of fear connected with this project. So what I want you to actually frame those little nuggets of fear is into some paper dragons, that they're nothing you can't handle. But the two cards that these are the next two cards are all talking about your vibration. You, Jessica, you're kind of a no-no, I can do it myself kind of gal. You're somebody that you don't like people to help you because nobody can do it the way you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So you have two cards here. The first card is talking about that there are all these blessings that are just falling on you from the universe right now. There's all these really great, incredible opportunities that are coming to you that you seem to be ignoring. And those little opportunities are coming through other people that want to help you. But because you've gotten into the no, I can do it myself vibe, it seems like you seem a little cut off from the flow of things instead of being connected to it. So usually when I see this card, I have people do something that sounds really silly, but trust me, this actually helps. Every morning when you get up, you stand facing east. You open your arms really wide above your head as though you are receiving blessings, all right? So for about 5 seconds or so, you just say to yourself, I'm open to the blessings of the universe, all right? And then you just bring your arms down and you hug yourself and just say, I'm very loved by the universe, okay? It's very simple 10-second thing. Sometimes I tell people to do this when they have to go into like a big scary meeting somewhere. Like they have to meet with our boss, right? Or that they've got that. I have them do that. That have them go to the bathroom and stand in a stall and actually do that. Because what happens is that you put yourself into a state of relaxation and receptivity. All right. Because if you can just be a little bit more open to some of the things that are coming to you, it's not going to feel this hard. All right. And then the second most important card I want to tell you is that it's absolutely crucial that you start telling the truth of where you want to be and where you are, okay? So if somebody says to you, so Jessica, what are you up to? Well, you know, I'm working on this project right now. I'm a little stuck at a certain point. And if the person then turns around and asks, well, what are you stuck on? And you get in your gut that it's somebody that you can actually trust with a little piece of that, share with them that piece of that. Release the burden of whatever that is you're struggling with and see if they have a contribution to help you. Because you have no idea. You are not omnipotent. You don't know everything. Okay? There are little pieces of information out there by you actually expressing your truth that will come to you if you let it happen.
Okay.
So That's the big advice I have for you is that you have this really great thing going, but you need to be open to how other people will help you. They're not going to steal the idea from you. They have no energy to do what you want to do. I mean, it's still going to be you. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Fear.
All right. You'll be good.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. How are you? This is Lisa from Florida.
Hi, Lisa from Florida. What's your question?
Mona, I want to ask you. I'm living with family, and I really want to get back on my own again. I want to see when you see me getting a job and get my own place back again.
Well, see, this is interesting because there is some benefit to you living with family right now. Now, part of it is obviously a roof over your head and food in your stomach. But there's another benefit here. And I actually see that there's you're taking away a bit of loneliness in that household by being there.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean, even if there's tension, you've actually made it less boring that you're there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because we don't even talk to each other. I've tried with her, and she just doesn't want to talk
okay,
to me.
But there's a certain comfort that you're there, whether you recognize it or not.
Well,
okay? So here's what I want you to do first. First and foremost, as soon as we hang up the phone, all right? Now, don't say that psychic on the radio told you to do it. But as soon as we hang up from talking to each other, thank you for laughing because that was supposed to be funny. So I want you to go to your mom, and I want you to sit with her, and I want you to say, I just want you to know for the record how incredibly grateful I am to you for being here for me.
This is
you
my
need
sister's
to say
daughter,
that.
Not my mom. Actually,
okay,
my sister is sort of. She was almost like my mom growing up, so maybe that's
okay,
why you see mother figure.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. You need to go to her and say those words. I just want you to know that I am incredibly grateful that you've been here for me. And I want to let you know, this is what you also say, I want to let you know that I'm redoubling my efforts to find myself a job here really soon. I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to start leaving the house at 7:30 in the morning every morning, and I probably won't be back till after lunchtime because I'm going to go look for a job every day. You're going to get your butt out of the house at 7:30 to go look for a job, all right? But here's the thing, is that there's a part of this relationship that you're making her feel less lonely by being there, even if she is sort of behaving outwardly kind of like a bit of a bitch.
Yeah.
I really want you to express your gratefulness first. And then you say, I'm going to do whatever it takes between now and the time I get a job to get a job. All right? So tomorrow morning, you're going to get dressed. You're going to haul your ass out of the house. And you're going to go to several temporary service agencies. All right? I would recommend three of them. You go and you apply for any job they have. Just say, you know, these are the things I can do, and I just want to let you know that every morning I'm ready to go at 7:30. So if somebody flakes on a job, you can call me and I can go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because here's the thing. You need to be in the I will do whatever it takes to be able to get into my own house again. I will do whatever it takes to be independent again. That's the vibe you need to have. But it starts with you being grateful to this woman that has let you into her home. It starts with that. And that grateful approach for you to have the opportunity to go back to work, even if you only end up being on call a couple days a week, well, that's a start. Okay? And the other thing I want to recommend is that I want you to go back to your spiritual roots. Whatever you grew up with, whether that's Catholic, whatever it is, I want you to start going back to church.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have been a bit of an island here. You have deliberately set yourself away from love that's available to you. And that's why I'm having you start with gratefulness, and then I want you to sit in spirituality in your roots, whatever that was. Because it's saying that within 4 weeks, you're on the path to your own independence again, but that it starts by gratefulness for the people that have been there for you. This is, you're not supposed to be sitting around watching Judge Judy.
No.
Okay. I want you out of the house every morning at 7:30 to look for a job, Monday through Friday, until you find it.
Okay.
Okay, even if it's working at Starbucks. I'm serious. Because here's the cool thing about working at Starbucks. You have a lot of professional people that can afford a $5 cup of coffee coming in there. And it's amazing how when you're nice to people, that they will respond back. And so it's time to get back into practice of interacting with people again. Because that's how you're going to get the job. All right, sweetie, you got to go.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. Let me get that going. You know, it's kind of interesting when you kind of run your own switchboard here for the calls, because sometimes there's a little bit of a lag. All right. I've got somebody here from the 720 area code. Hi, 720. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Anastasia.
Hi, Anastasia. What's your question for me?
I just wanted to know what, in general, of relationships do you see in the near future for me?
Okay, here's the thing. My immediate answer to that question is that you shouldn't be looking for it. You should just be looking to accept it when it comes. So I'm actually looking at your cards here, and it's not talking about I mean, you're going to end up ultimately happily married. That's what the cards say. But that it's when you're not looking that it happens. There's a more important issue on the table than a love relationship here for you. It's actually talking about you concentrating on your education or your career right now. And that sort of needs to be established first before you actually meet the right guy where you can actually get married and have a wonderful, viable relationship.
Okay.
That it's actually talking about something totally different. So if you haven't finished college, this is the time to do that. If you're just coasting in a kind of little hourly kind of job situation, it's time to look at your career a little bit differently. That, you know, according to what I'm seeing in your cards here, you're not supposed to be the girl that just gets married and have babies. You're actually supposed to be the girl that has a little bit of business savvy, a little bit of a career, then meets a nice guy and has babies. Well, you're going to do it in the right order. Meets a nice guy, gets married, has babies. Okay?
Okay.
So there's a little different shift here than what you expected. Because it's talking about, yes, there's a marriage in your future, but more importantly, it's about you reaching your own potential, which has nothing to do with a man. So there you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 808 area code. Hello, 808. Who's this?
This is Ceci.
Did you say Jesse?
No, Ceci.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a lot of noise in the background where you're calling from, so I can barely hear you. There's a lot of shuffling papers or something going on. Okay. All right. It's interesting because I hear that you're speaking very quietly, but there's and now that noise has stopped. So one more time, tell me your name.
Ceci.
Sassy?
Ceci.
Okay. What's your question for me?
I'm sorry. My question is, I want to move from one part of the state to another part of the state for success. And I'm feeling that where I'm at, I'm just not having any success. Do you feel that if I move to the other part of the state, I'll be much more successful?
You have some really interesting cards here. You have this card of you're incredibly sensitive, that you seem to kind of take things incredibly personally, even though they may not actually be directed at you. So I'm going to give you there's a book I want you to get. You can probably find it at the used bookstore for a couple bucks. But it's a book called The Four Agreements. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay. The Four Agreements, and I'll answer your question in a second about a move, but the Four Agreements are always do your best, always keep your word, make no assumptions, and take nothing personally. That's what the book covers, and it's in way more detail than what I'm telling you. But the reason I'm saying that for you is that I definitely see some professional talent here with you, but I also pick up that there's you're a bit misunderstood, that people don't seem to appreciate or understand your own potential. And part of that is your ability to be able to express yourself so that you can lay out what it is you are looking for next. Okay? So having said that, my next recommendation for you would be, before you decided to haul your butt across the state to another city, I would recommend that you sign up for, there's a nonprofit organization called Toastmasters, and it actually allows people to become a good professional speaker. And one of the things that I feel that you need to really address in your professional arena is how you present yourself. Because it's saying that the more politically aligned you become, the more successful you'll ultimately be. So your cards are actually not addressing a move. They're actually saying that if you concentrate on the things that you you most need to, well, I'm saying that wrong. If you concentrate on how you present yourself and the fact that you can actually present a critical thinking woman, then the professionalism you seek will find you. So right where you are right now, that where whatever you're working with right now, it's absolutely important that you politically align yourself with whoever's in charge. And that it's not about us against them. It's not about me against management. That's not how you get ahead. It's about you going to management and saying, how can I make your job easier? Or you going to management and saying, you know, I want to learn more about the company. I want to be more effective and more responsible. So how do I do that? So then when you make the move across state, you're actually making a move across state to a promotion from what you've already done here. Mm-hmm. And it's not a question of escaping here, which is actually the real question. It's not about escaping where you are. It's about you figuring out how to work it here so that it gives you foundation and credential to move over there. So if I were to give you timing, I don't see you actually moving until April of next year. Because there's something that you do in these next 6-7 months that actually develops a certain level of pride within yourself, that people start picking up a different vibration of you, which is one of helpfulness, thoughtfulness, the ability to learn new things, the ability to pitch in as a team player. One of the things most people never do when they work for a company is they never jump into community things. They're the ones that are sort of waiting for the company to do things for them. And I have to tell you, in your specific situation, that if you hone your own personal skills, like learning how to speak publicly, people would be surprised as crap if you went to them and said, oh, I just won a speaking contest. It would blow their mind if you did that. And so that's what I'm actually asking you to look at, is that it's not about moving over there to have your success. It's saying that you need to learn the lesson where you are now and make now tolerable, at least, so that when you go over there, you're actually shooting for a promotion or something bigger and better for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 951 area code. Hello, 951. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lacey.
Hey, Lacey. What's your question?
I was wondering if I'm going to college and I'm trying to figure out if the career I chose was the correct choice of me.
Well, this is really interesting because the career that I'm actually seeing for you that's coming up in the cards that you would just kick butt doing has to do with psychology and helping people. So I don't know if you're going for psychology or nursing or something like that, but it's saying that you would really kick butt in that career. So what are you studying right now?
I'm doing business, but I was also wanted to be a sex therapist.
Okay, you just broke up in that last few words. What are you? What was the also you were looking for?
I do work at business, but I also have to specifically help those for my sex therapist.
Okay, well, see, here's the thing, is that I actually think that you would enjoy something that had to do with therapy more than you would enjoy just a regular rounded out business degree. See, here's the thing. I have a bachelor's degree in business, okay? It's a, you know, modest little undergraduate degree, but I have a bachelor's degree in business. Now, did I need it to be a professional psychic? No. Okay? But the reason that I have this degree is that my whole career has been with interacting with people, and there were certain jobs that I was going for that I was told that, gee, if I only had a bachelor's degree, they'd give me the job. So that's why I got the degree, all right? And the thing is that if you already know what you want to do, then you should go toward a degree that specializes in the thing you most want to do. You know, a business degree is great to have, but it's sort of like a kind of a placeholder, that you have the business degree and it ends up in that category of education that you need to have. But what I really want you to concentrate on is, what is it you ultimately really want to do? Because that's what my cards are stressing here, is that you're supposed to be an expert in something, and that your whole career goal is about, and I have to tell you, I'm going to say it this way, your whole career goal is going to be helping people and in some way taking away their sense of loneliness, that you will act as somebody that helps people feel centered, grounded, and balanced. And it could be something as, you know, basic as nursing, or it could be something therapy, or it could be where you go into sort of training or human resources. But what I'm getting is that it's just not some blanket sort of vanilla business degree you get, that you lean towards something more specialized, okay? That's what it's saying for you. I'm sorry, honey. Your phone is breaking up really bad, and so I can barely really understand your words. So maybe you can give me a call back next week, and we'll explore this a little further. All right, gotta go. Thanks. Okay, I've got this looks like an international call, so I'm just gonna go to this line and see who this is. Hi there, this is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hi, Audra. What's your question?
Zandra, with a Z.
Oh, Zandra. My bad. Okay. What's your question?
My question is, our finances, are they going to get any better?
Well, actually, this is saying yes. But, Zandra, it says here you worry about money all the time. It's like an obsession with you, that you worry about it all the time. And there's a little thing I want to share with you. When you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off.
Okay.
All right? Now, I'm not saying, you know, go be frivolous with it, but when you worry about money and you're even reluctant to spend it for basic things, what happens is you kind of cut the flow of money off, that it's like you set the mindset, oh, there's not enough money. And so what happens is that the flow of the universe agrees with you, that there isn't. So instead, you switch to the thought that, you know, I've always been able to figure it out with money. The money will be there when I need it. And more importantly, I think that a better exercise for you would be to write down the things that you'd actually like to have with money. Okay, but I don't want you to put money in the equation. So are you ready for what I'm going to give you to do?
Yes.
Are you ready? Okay. Take out an index card, like one of those 3x5 index cards, and on the lined side of the card, I want you to write down 5 things you want, and none of them are a dollar amount of money. Okay? So one of them might be painting your house. One of them might be a vacation to Hawaii. Whatever it is, I want you to write down 5 things, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you write down the 5 things. Then you fold this index card in half so that it's lengthwise, so it looks like a little tent, all right?
Okay.
And on the outside of that little tent card, you write the word ask, A-S-K. And this is from the Bible. I'm giving you some classic stuff from the Bible here. A is ask and it's given. S is seek and you'll find, and K is knock and it will be open to you. It's from the Bible. And what I want you to do is I want you to take that little folded in half index card and carry it in your wallet all the time. And when you start worrying about money, open up that little card, read the 5 things that are on there, and then put it back in your wallet. Okay? Because I actually see that you're really good at figuring it out, and that as soon as you go into that kind of vibration, you're gonna find that the money will start presenting itself through opportunities for extra work, through maybe a promotion, through another job that actually might pay you more. But what I'm telling you is that there needs to be a slight shift on how you look at money in the first place. But I promise that this makes a this I have to tell you, I did this little index card at the first of the year, because on New Year's Day we do this with a group of people where we write down like five things we want, and four out of the five things have happened.
Wow.
So when you set a goal for yourself, it's like you put a little vibration in the back of your mind. There's like a and when something triggers that vibration. So you put down your five things, and then when something comes along that could be a coincidence, it could be something you read in the paper, a little bell goes off in the back of your head that you may or may not hear, but it goes toward that goal, and that your spirit automatically starts attracting to that because you have set this as a goal for yourself.
Okay. I will right? do that as soon as your show is over. And thank you. And you're so right. You're so right. I'm always worrying. I guess because I'm getting older, and you know, it scares me not to have what we'll need. But you're right. We'll always have what we need.
Here's the thing. You know, the biggest trap that people can get into is when they start comparing their life to somebody else. That's a huge trap. That's that whole keeping up with the Joneses thing. And as soon as you go into realizing that, you know what, we'll always work it out for ourselves because we always have, as soon as you go into that vibration, it's like you can take a big sigh of relief and go, okay, I can do this. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.